Now on to your comments. Every Thursday, we air your feedback on topics we discussed on News and Notes. We received a number of emails about a recent commentary by Robin Washington of the Duluth News Tribune in Duluth, Minnesota. Washington questioned the wisdom of honoring Hattie McDaniel with a U.S. postage stamp. The Oscar-winning actress is best known for her role as the maid in Gone with the Wind, even though she appeared in many other Hollywood movies. Listener Craig Taylor of Alexandria, Virginia writes, "Washington's commentary dismissing McDaniel's fitness to be featured on a United States postage stamp is terribly uninformed and misguided. McDaniel deserves the honor alone for taking the role of the stereotypical mammy in Gone with the Wind and subverting it to the extent that the humanity and dimensions of the particular character, and by extension all black people, came shining through. But what I find ironic and short-sighted about Mr. Washington's piece is that he's quick to criticize a black actress who had the misfortune to come along when racism and Jim Crow severely limited her opportunities, but nary a word about the system or society that created and perpetrated those conditions." A recent roundtable discussion about the possibility of the FDA ending a 16-year ban on gay blood donors prompted Martin Dominic of Seymour, Indiana, to write in. He says, "The donor screening process is less about profiling and discrimination than making the blood supply safe. I'm a blood banker at a hospital. By eliminating certain populations who have traveled to certain parts of the world or engaged in certain practices, we do decrease the donor pool immensely. The benefit is a blood supply that is scrupulously clean, but still not without its very, very small risks." Listener Ellen Carpenter of Philadelphia heard our interview with Bishop Keith Butler of Detroit, who's running for the U.S. Senate this fall. While Carpenter considers herself pro-life like Butler, she disagrees with some of his views on abortion. She writes, "If Bishop Butler wants to reduce the abortion rate among blacks, maybe he should work for policies that place more value on black children once they're born, so an unplanned pregnancy is less likely to be considered a burden to a woman and her family. And it wouldn't hurt if black teens saw their future with enough optimism that they would delay sexual debut and pregnancy until they have had a chance to achieve some of their economic and educational goals." And finally, last week, NPR's Farai Chidea began a new fitness series, and over the next few weeks, we'll follow her progress as she changes her eating and exercise habits. Farai's series and commitment to healthy living have already had an effect on several listeners, including Kimberly Coleman of Washington, D.C.
She has inspired me, and I'm going to do the same thing. I hope to start training for a half marathon very soon and also work with a nutritionist on my health. So I'm going to call in periodically and let you know how I'm progressing, and I hope that Farai and I can really get this health thing under control.
All right, Kimberly, we wish you luck, and be sure to tune in each week as Farai incorporates new activities and nutrition tips on her road to wellness. And we appreciate all of your comments, good or bad. We want to hear from you, so please keep them coming. You can call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. Or you can email us. Just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. And please, be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.